Without any doubt, the current shambles that has unfolded as a result of the fallout or breakup of the DUP and Sinn Féin will, without any question, put at risk and jeopardise the potential and the project of the A5 and the A6 for that matter. The uncertainty that it will unravel as a consequence of that is very clear, and I think that there are serious questions that need to be answered about both parties about the commitments, particularly that Sinn Féin have made to the people of the West and North West in relation to the A5, when there's little action to follow through on their promises.
But Minister Hazard did anticipate a start date for this year, and as far as we were concerned, that the funding was secure. Are you saying now that after this election that the funding won't be secure?
Well, the funding was secured as a consequence of the Fresh Start Agreement, this glorious Fresh Start Agreement that was articulated during the marriage of the DUP and Sinn Féin in government. And they had outlined very clearly that it was a commitment. But now that that marriage has broke up, and Martin and Arlene have sought a divorce, what happens now? The people of this area are going to be entirely left with questions that are going to be unanswered. A commitment on paper is one thing, but it's very clear that the Fresh Start Agreement is now torn into shreds as a consequence of the institutions collapsing and falling due to the complete incompetence, arrogance and weakness of these two parties in government. They've clearly put their own agendas first, and they haven't focused on the priorities that our people that are important to our people here. This year, we have lost a number of people again along the A5 road. Only in recent months, since August, we've lost five people, four of which are under the age of 25. 32 people have died in the last 10 years. What message does this send out to the people across this constituency that have lost those loved ones? What message does that send out to the people across this constituency that have been waiting for this project to begin? So having a commitment on paper is one thing, and there's been many commitments put on paper by these parties for a long number of years, but what we haven't seen is any action whatsoever. And what people are looking for is action, not them run away from government over a lover's tiff.